In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. Michigan lawmakers are reacting with anger and outrage over the fatal shooting of Patrick Leola. State Representative Adam Hollier of Detroit says enough is enough when it comes to the killing of black men by police.
This is not a moment where we want thoughts and prayers. This is not a moment where we want to see other people talk about what could have happened or what should have happened. We want action.
Meanwhile, Michigan Congresswoman Brenda Lawrence says her heart sank as she watched the video of the fatal shooting of Patrick Leola. Lawrence describes the shooting as yet another death and loss of life by the hands of what she calls an untrained officer. She said his motives must be revealed during the investigation. An $85 million improvement project is planned by Indiana Michigan Power for the electric transmission system in Berrien and Van Buren counties. INM spokesperson Shanee Doyle tells us the Hartford Area Improvements Project will involve the replacement of 15 miles of transmission lines from Benton Harbor to Hartford, and then the replacement of 18 miles of lines between Hartford, Bangor, and South Haven.
We will have highly skilled professionals out there working on these lines. These aren't the normal lines that you see on the wooden power poles on the street level. These are the higher lines, the taller ones that will be on the modern steel poles. So these carry a lot of voltage.
Doyle says this work will reduce power outages and lessen the risk of long-lasting outages.
We'll install the modern steel poles, which will replace the aging wooden poles, and some of those have been in existence and in operation since the 1950s.
Doyle says any outages the project will cause will be communicated in advance to those affected. The work is scheduled to start next spring and be wrapped up in 2024. The Berrien County Board of Commissioners has saluted the Berrien County Dispatchers of the Year. They were announced to the county board on Thursday, with Berrien's 911's Jack Fisher saying there were 8 nominees and 2 winners. One is Doris Horton, who passed away recently due to COVID complications. Fisher talked about her.
This call taker was always willing to work overtime, comforted callers, and handled difficult callers every day. She was always a team player who was kind to everyone that she worked with. She took a call of a crying 11-year-old who woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning to find that her father was not in the house. Dispatcher was able to calm the caller. The child did not even know where the address of the house because this child lived in Indiana and was visiting his father. With the child's help, the dispatcher was able to find the location, stayed calm on the phone until help arrived.
A letter from Horton's son said she didn't want to retire because she loved the job so much. The other dispatch of the year is Christina Burks, who helped police as they chased a suspect from Michigan to Indiana. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.